Where did you grow up?
South Boston.
So, how long have you lived in this area? In the Boston area?
In the Boston area all my life.
Did you speak English growing up? Okay. You can keep that. And your parents spoke only English.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to write anymore. I'll just tape it. I'll do it later. Okay. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Chelsea High and went to East Boston High. And then I finally got my GED.
Did you like school?
Not really. I liked school up until about the 7th grade.
And then what happened?
And then I became a teenager.
Like, for us. Okay. So, how many years of high school did you attend?
I went to Chelsea High for a full year, but I didn't graduate, and then I went to East Boston High for half a year, and then I dropped out.
I mean, I'm too full.
You're too full?
Okay. That was not, it wasn't that big, but
it
could be that
fast. Okay, now we need to talk a little bit about Andrew. I just need to know, like, his favorite activities, his favorite things he plays, and stuff like that. So I need to know what the activity is and how often he plays it, and then if anybody plays it with him.
He likes his Legos.
Legos. We see the Legos.
Yeah. It's just great. Both his father and I have to help him sometimes.
Okay.
I made that all by myself.
This time, yeah, you did.
So is that a lot? I need to know, like, a lot pretty often.
A lot.
Okay.
He's always building something else.
Okay, anything else?
He also has a Brio train set he likes.
Okay, does anyone play that with him?
His father also.
Okay, how often? A lot, pretty often, or
pretty often, but not really a lot.
Anything else?
He loves to read books.
Does anyone do that with him?
Everybody.
Who's everybody? Mother?
My mother, his father, me, his grandparents, so he goes down, his aunts, his uncles.
Excuse me.
Anybody who happens to be in the area.
How often is that?
Every day.
A lot. Anything else?
I think that covers most of his favorite things.
Okay. Okay, we've got a list, a checklist. Okay, how about puzzles? Do you like puzzles?
He used to like puzzles, but he doesn't seem to like them as much anymore.
So, does he ever play with them, or?
He has a bunch of them, but very rarely does he pick them up.
Okay, so I'll say only now and then. Does anyone do that with him?
Whatever he wants. Any of us. My mother, me, and his father.
Okay. We already got the letters. How about drawing with crayons or pens?
Yeah, he draws a lot.
How often? A lot, you think?
Very often.
Does anyone do that?
My mother and me. His father. He doesn't seem to go to his father for that often.
How about playing outdoors? Bikes? Skates or balls?
He doesn't have a bike, but he has roller skates. He goes outdoors every day at the daycare center, and then a couple of times during the week he'll go outside when he permits, and on the weekends at least once.
Does anyone do that with him?
Myself and my mother. Or his father. We live in East Boston. We have a person across the street that any time her son is out, she goes, Anthony. And it's like, Little Italy.
Yeah, right.
It's not even Wednesday.
How about... Oh, it's incredible. Must have taken lessons.
Singing lessons, maybe.
It's like coming from here, you know?
Yeah.
How about playing pretend games, like playing with dolls, stuffed animals, dressing up, playing house?
He, once in a while, on the weekends when his cousin comes to visit. During the week, he doesn't usually do the pretending that often. It's mostly when these other children are around.
How old is the cousin?
Well, he's two cousins that he usually plays with. They live down the street. One is 6 and one is 9.
Okay. How about writing or pretending to write with pencils or pens?
He loves to do that. Almost every day at dinner time, he usually has a little piece of paper, like he's serving.
That's great. Does anybody? So, are you the nerd?
Yeah.
And my
mother. His father works evenings.
Okay. How about playing with action toys like trucks, cars, transformers?
Not particularly trucks, cars, but he never really went that way. But he likes like the Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. That's a really action.
You gonna take him to see the movie?
I've been dreading it, but I guess I should.
Monica actually went last night with her boyfriend, and she said it was actually kind of good.
Was it?
But I don't know if that tracks for continues. So, okay, so who does he play that way?
Well, mostly by himself and with his cousins.
How often does he do that?
A couple times a week, maybe.
They never actually delineate what a lot or pretty often, only now and then. So I like assume a lot is every day, favorite toys, and pretty often is maybe a couple times a week, and only now and then is like. How about playing with musical instruments, records, or tapes?
He has a keyboard, a little children's keyboard. He had a guitar, but he broke it, so that was the end of that.
And so, how often does he play with the keyboard?
It's also...
Only now and then?
Only now and then.
Who would he do that with?
Himself? He'd do that himself.
Okay. If you have an extra half hour to spend with Andrew, what would you do?
Probably read to him.
What kind? Is there a special book that you want to read? Or?
I usually let him pick. He's got many, many books, so I usually let him pick what he wants to read. And usually it's one of the newer books. So.
Alright. Okay, now we need to talk a little bit about Andrew's school schedule. What days of the week does he go to school?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Does he go all day, or is it mornings or afternoons?
It's morning till 3 o'clock, 7 to 3.
7 to 3. How does he get there?
They take him up with the school bus.
School bus. And he gets home by school bus also. Is he playing with a tape recorder right now? Is that a TV?
Okay. That's his little mini computer. The WizKid. He doesn't play with it that often because it's a little too advanced for him. But his grandfather gave it to him. But you read the package, it said like, 6 or 7 to adult, you know.
And that can be really frustrating.
Yeah, I tried to put it away for a while and I brought it back out. Seems to be a little more interested in it now. But he does the ones with the shapes and the colors and some of the easier ones with the numbers and some of the music ones, but it's still difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Besides you, is there anyone else who takes care of Andrew on a regular basis?
On a regular basis? Twice a week I'm in college. And Tuesdays and Thursday nights. And he has a regular babysitter.
Who is that?
I work with her. She's a daycare worker where I work. It's Diane. It's Piskorowski.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Spell it how it sounds. P-I-S-K.
P. Okay. P-I-S-K.
K.
O-R. O-W.
Yeah.
S-K-I.
Yeah.
Y.
I.
You pull it?
Yeah.
Okay, babysitter, that's 2 times a week, did you say?
Yeah.
And she comes here?
No, we go to her house.
Oh, where's that?
On one more out of the street that you should have came up for us.
throw that in. Okay. Do you know how many years of formal schooling she has?
She has a GED. Okay. And she has daycare training.
Is English her first?
Yeah.
Did you say you work for her?
No, we work together.
Work for her.
So I'm a teacher, assistant in adult education program, and she's a daycare worker.
Right. Is there anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Just your mother?
My mother.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew's father.
And that's here?
Yeah.
How old is she now?
She's 53 now.
How old is she?
She's 22.
22. And they both speak English, I think.
Yeah, so it
could make a major difference.
But, yeah.
I mean, if he only speaks English, then I guess. Well, some people do have like housekeepers or something.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who maybe speaks Spanish or something come in and take care of their kid, and kid ends up
picks
learning
up on
Spanish.
It, yeah.
You know, and they have this bilingual problem. It's really hard to learn 2 languages at once when people are talking at you. You know, all these different languages. You can't really distinguish between them, and you can't.
Especially
really,
little kids, they, you know, they
right,
pick
when
up
you're
everything.
Just learning English.
Yeah.
You're trying so hard to learn English, and you can't tell that these are 2 different languages. So you
right.
try to pick up everything. Okay, is there anyone else who helps you out? Not on a regular basis.
Not on a regular basis. My sister, Rhonda.
Oh. What's her name, Rhonda?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 26 now.
How old are you?
I'm gonna be 21.
Mm-hmm. That's out of curiosity.
I'm young.
26? Okay, and how often is that?
Every couple of weeks, maybe, on the weekend.
Do you know how many years of schooling she's had?
High school.
Does she take care of him here?
No, usually at her house. She has 3 kids.
Okay, where is her house?
Waldemar Ave.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. We're all
grouped in this one little area.
Yeah, that is nice. Is there anybody else?
Max's parents.
So that's your father.
Unofficially, he's my husband, but I can't tell anybody yet.
Okay.
Because I'm not supposed to be living here and be married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that just for me?
Well, because he was income and everything would have to be included.
Okay, well, everything that we do is,
we got married in August.
Oh, congratulations, that's great. When did I see you last? I saw you in June, I think.
June.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, anything that we do is completely confidential. We don't. A lot of people are afraid to tell us things because of, like, they're afraid that we're some sort of connected with some social service something.
Well, the thing is, it never really bothered me. It's just that my mother is so worried about it because she's like, oh, my rent's going to go up to $1,000 and stuff like that. We're already paying almost $600 now for this little place, you know? But it's got everything included, heat, electricity, the whole works. So we're still getting a bargain.
Yeah.
But
okay, how often does he take care?
Maybe every couple of months they take him for the weekend or something. That's his parents.
Where do they live?
Swampscott.
What's that again?
Swampscott.
Swamp?
Other side of Salem. Swampscott. The two T's.
Salem.
It's right between Lynn and Salem.
Oh, is that Etch-a-Sketch?
Yep, I just played a little computer educational thing.
I heard it.
That was fun.
Okay, who is Andrew's teacher?
Which one?
All of them. presently.
Well, the two names I can remember is Rhonda and Marie, and I always forget the other two.
Rhonda.
Wait, Marie works in kindergarten now.
Works in kindergarten now? You never told me.
Cause. I'm keeping that secret.
Okay. So who are your teachers, Anne?
Only is Rhonda, Bobby, Linda, and Tuet.
Bobby, Linda, and
Tuet. Don't ask me to spell it.
T-U-E-T-T-E. Yeah, like some French variation. No. Okay. What do you think are the most important things that Andrew has learned at school?
To get along with others. And since he's an only child, it's like really difficult for him to be around with kids every day. Mm-hmm. So he has Tuesday and Thursday, Diane has a little girl, and on the weekends he has his cousins, but he needed something else. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that was the most important thing.
Okay. What do you think are the two most important things he will have learned by the end of the school year?
At the end of the year, soon, because he starts kindergarten in September.
Since last summer, what do you think are the two most important things?
No.
Well, he's been doing a lot of multicultural things. I don't know why I haven't really asked, but it's like he's been coming home with Indian outfits and Vietnamese
hats.
It's, you know, educational for him. Mm.
Okay.
So,
anything else?
Knowing, being aware of other cultures is important. By the end of the year, I think that was it. That's all I can come up with right now.
Okay. Have you spoken with any of his teachers?
Not lately. I haven't had a chance.
When was the last time?
About 4 months ago, maybe.
4 months ago.
Okay. Sometimes we correspond with papers, but we haven't verbally talked.
Okay. Well, 4 months ago, did you talk on the phone or did you go in?
No, I went in and we talked to the girl.
Did you call them to make an appointment?
Yeah. Because their regular scheduled meetings are like, there was supposed to be one today.
I know how to whistle.
There's no way I can make them.
I can hear that.
You can help me with this? You did a very bad job. Can you get these things to go the right way? Come here. You can do this better than me.
What does Andy seem to enjoy most in school?
In school? Join most. Mostly the other kids. He's always talking about the other kids. He doesn't really talk about any particular activities or toys. It's always the other kids. This one did this and this one did that. You know, it's always something.
What do you think he dislikes the most?
There was a couple of kids not too long ago that he was having problems with. So making sure he gets along with other kids.
So you think it's mostly social?
Yeah.
Are you happy with his experiences at school?
Yeah, he seems to be happy, and it makes me happy that he's happy, you know?
Okay. Who else lives here besides you and Andrew?
My mother and my husband.
Okay.
But he officially lives in Swampscott because all of his stuff is still there.
Okay. Okay, what is a main thing that your mother and Andrew do together?
I want to play with your toys right now.
Not yet.
I'm waiting for a long time. Don't play, don't fall down.
Careful.
Okay.
When she babysits for me, they do a lot of reading. Especially because it's usually at night and it's bedtime. And she babysits.
Okay. How about your husband?
They do everything together. The Legos, the books, the toys, and he loves Legos. It's always been his favorite pastime.
Okay. is 23?
22.
22. Okay. When do they spend most of their time with him?
My mother, the most of the time, is either weekends or at night.
Okay. How about your husband?
Afternoons and evenings that he's off from work. Because he works evenings. And he goes in school most days.
Somebody is saying people have like 10 people living in the house.
Oh no.
Who visits your home frequently?
His cousins.
Okay, I need to know.
Jonathan.
Okay, Jonathan. How old is Jonathan?
9.
Okay, and something that they do together?
He's older. He likes to play with drawing and reading the books and the computer.
How often does he come over?
Oh, at least once a weekend.
Okay, another cousin?
Yeah.
Brandon. And he's 6?
Yeah.
And what do they do?
They do most of the pretending.
What do they pretend?
Brandon likes to dress up. He loves women's dresses in shirt. I know, I thought the same thing, you know, he loves the shoes, but all kids go through that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's just a stage, but
I remember doing that too.
Just because his boy doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
He likes to walk around in my mother's shoes and play
heels
with
heels are beads. A big thing. Like,
oh, of course.
I see people wearing heels and you don't understand why.
It's like a real big thing for kids.
Okay. And he comes over as often as
Jonathan.
Anybody else that comes?
Once in a while, their sister Amanda comes up, but she's a little younger. She's only 2.5.
And what do they do together?
Fight over toys. Because he wants to be the boss now that he had somebody younger in the house.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
he
does.
And how often did you say she comes up?
Not that often, maybe every couple of weeks. So I'm used to seeing the other two boys every week.
Right. So that every 2 weeks seems kind of rare.
Yeah.
Anybody else that comes?
Diane brings Andrea up here sometimes. Because if the weather's bad or Andrew's not feeling well, she'll come up here.
Okay, how old is Andrew?
She's 3.
And what do they do together?
They get along great. They play with everything. And they're both like, they run everywhere and they have to be into something. You
so
know,
what
so
kind
it's,
of things do you think any favorite things?
Not really favorite things, because it's just, he tells me all kinds of different things they get into. There's always something different every week. So, it's nothing really ever specific.
Okay. Anybody else think like that?
That comes up here, not really.
Is there anybody that he visits frequently?
That he visits with? Kids?
Anybody.
Anybody. Diane and Andrea.
How often is that? 2 times a week?
2 times a week.
And what would they do together?
Well, he has dinner down there with them on those 2 nights. Because I had to be in school at 6, so it's a little hard on me. And then, they usually play, and she has a lot of girls' things, so he gets a chance to play with dolls and stuff where he never really liked them. whenever I bought them, but it's like now he's leaning more towards playing with stuff like that in her house.
How old is Diane?
Diane is 25.
Okay. Anybody else in the business for them?
My sister and her kids. If they're not up here, he's down there.
How old is your sister again? 26?
Yeah.
Okay.
And her husband.
And what do they do there?
They have a lot of older toys, bikes and stuff like that. And they go outside a lot. Because their building is like, her apartment's like right on the second floor, and it's like, there's a little play thing right next to her window, so they're always outside.
Nice.
So convenient.
Yeah.
Up here, there isn't anything now with the construction, there isn't anything at all.
Yeah. How often does he go there?
Let's say every other weekend, because if they're up here, then he doesn't go down there, and then they sort of alternate.
Okay, in an emergency, who would you call to help out with him?
Besides my mother, or including my mother?
Because
I think the first person besides my husband would be my mother.
Okay. She lives here.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else?
If I can't get a hold of her, that's my sister, Rhonda.
Does she have a car?
Yeah.
She lives right around the corner.
Right. And then the third person I'd call would be Mark's parents. Even though they'd argue that and say they should be the first people I called.
Do they have a car?
Yeah. They both do.
Live in Swampscott.
Yeah. Right next to Marblehead and Salem, and where all the rich folks live there.
Marblehead. Okay. Do you work?
Yeah.
Okay, where do you work?
I work for the Harborside Community School. But my actual place of work is right next door, 41 Valor.
Oh. How convenient.
Yeah.
41. Okay. Do you like it there?
Yeah.
How long have you been there?
2 years, though.
2 years. Do you think you'll stay there?
It's almost 3 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until I finish college.
And then what all
another
do you
year.
Know?
Accounting.
Accounting?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay. What is the main source of your family's income?
Family?
Okay, I have this list of things I just sort of check.
Okay.
Your income, your spouse's income, welfare, AFDC, alimony, child support, or other family members?
My main source is the combination of me, my husband, and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's a combination of the three of us. Because we split everything with her.
Okay, any other sources of income that you have?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your total family income? Less than 10,000, between 10,000 and 15,000.
Is that including all three of us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Between 15,000 and 20,000. Between 20,000 and 25,000.
It's more than 25,000.
Okay. Would it be difficult or easy for you to get $100 right away in an emergency?
Pretty easy. I got it in my account.
What kind of places have you gone with Andrew? And how often do you go, or have you gone, and how do you usually get there?
Well, during the warmer months, we go to Swampscott, to his parents' house, because they have a pool. And we usually spend our afternoons there.
How do you get there?
Car.
Do you have a car?
No, my husband does.
How often do you go there?
Per year, or, well, the thing is, during the summer months, okay. We were there almost at least every other day in the summer months. We also go to the playground, Kids Cove, that's right down the street from their house.
Okay, playground, which one?
Kids
Cove.
This is a window door.
You found a window door? How'd you make it?
Okay. Anywhere else?
It's a movie.
The Science Museum.
Mommy.
Okay. How'd you get there?
Here's the restroom.
See me.
Oh, by car.
I'm going to play for you.
Got a membership.
Every couple of months. Yeah, we could play, but you can't break that.
Decided to get a membership since we were going so often.
It's just,
that's great.
It's
anywhere else? Okay. Once again, I have a little list.
Yeah.
Okay, children's museum?
We've been there. We don't go a lot, but we've been there.
How often have you been there?
Maybe once every 6 months or so.
That's a fun
place. Yeah, he loves it.
How did you get there?
That time, most of the times we've gone, it's always been train.
And how about the aquarium?
When he was younger, he used to take me across, like a year. Maybe a year and a half.
How did you get there?
Train.
How often have you been there?
When he was younger, I went between 0 and 3 of his age. I must have went at least 100 times. But it's the last year and a half I haven't really gone.
So was that like every few weeks you
went? Yeah, I went a lot. I worked only part time, and it was like easy for me to just take off whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in school or anything, so.
How about a zoo?
We haven't gone to. We've gone once to Stoneham Zoo 2 years ago, and that was it. We haven't been back yet.
It's too far away. How'd you get back?
Car. So far away, it just seems that way.
Mm-hmm. How about the theater? Like any live performances?
No.
Or puppet shows?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about public library?
No.
Movie theater?
Yeah.
How do you get there?
Car.
How often do you go?
We've gone 3 times in the last year. Before that, we had a lot.
About church or Sunday school?
No.
What kind of places does he go with other adults?
What kind of what?
What kind of places does he go?
With other people?
Yeah, other adults.
Does
anybody think of him?
Not usually, except for Fox's parents. When they take him everywhere. Zoos, restaurants, playgrounds, carnivals, whatever happens to be in the area.
You know how they get there by car?
Yeah. They both have a car, so neither one of them walk down the street, never mind anywhere else.
Okay, do you know how often they take them to the zoo?
To the zoo? Well, they only take him maybe once every like 4 or 5 weeks. So whenever they go, they seem to do a lot at once. Mm-hmm. Yes, dust. It could be a feather.
That's what it looks like. Okay.
So not really positive when or which things they do when, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you say, about once a month?
Yeah, about once a month every 4 or 5 weeks. Yeah, but she's all got once a month.
Okay. Andrew know how to use a pen, pencil, or crayon?
Yeah.
Does he like to pretend to write?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What does he pretend to write?
Menus.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
He does lists. He does his homework, because he sits and be quiet while I do my homework.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
No.
Can you write his name?
Yeah.
Can he recognize?
I know how to write my own name, too.
That's what I was asking about. Can he recognize and name any letters of the alphabet?
Yeah.
Which ones?
A through Z.
Can he read his own name?
Yeah.
How high can he count? I'll just see what's
going on. I've heard him count once up to 100, but I ask him to do it and he won't.
Okay. Does he ever pretend to read a book when he's playing alone?
Oh, yeah.
Does he ever pretend to read to you or to anyone else?
Yeah. He memorizes books.
Okay, that's next. Okay, who does he read to?
Me and my mother and his father.
Okay, has he memorized the words?
Many books.
Which ones?
Time for bedtime, yeah. Scared of the dark. Raggedy Ann and Andy. There was one specific, it's about a rescue dog. Yeah, the rescue dog.
Sounds like a great one. A rescue dog.
I think there were a few more, but I don't remember all their names.
Can he read any labels or signs?
Yeah, he recognizes and reads them.
Which ones?
A lot of stuff that adds, and not specific ones, I'm not sure, but he does recognize and read.
Like, are they advertisements for food, or are they for...
Some for food, toys, some clothing.
Anything else? Like cereal boxes?
Definitely cereal boxes. All you have to do is go through the advertisements and he'll know.
About what?
Vitamins and Band-Aids he recognizes. Aspirins, like Tylenol, the children's.
Okay. Do you read books with Andrew?
Yeah.
What kinds of books do you read?
What kinds of books?
Is there like a specific, like Sesame Street or like little critter books? You know, like there are different sort of genres of children's books in there? Is there? Or like, well, does he especially like ones that are sort of mysteries or bedtime books?
Or he likes them all. I mean, I have 2 milk crates full of children's books. He has golden books, he has just at least half of the golden books. Mm-hmm. He has a series of Raggedy Ann books, Walt Disney books, Sesame Street books. He just has a whole bunch of them.
Okay, does he have a favorite book?
No.
Okay. When do you read books together?
Every day, usually after school or bedtime.
What kinds of books do you like to read? Like on your own?
On my own? Family mysteries. It's usually like the V.C. Andrews and Stephen King.
Okay. Who are your favorite authors? Is it Stephen King?
Yeah, V.C. Andrews.
Anybody else?
Those who went to a book recently. I haven't read for ages now. Since I've been in college, it's like, you don't think I'm reading for my textbooks.
Right. Textbook. Okay, where do you get books? At the library, supermarket, gifts, mail order?
Books, I usually get them at like the Walden bookstore.
Anywhere else?
Sometimes the library, but usually. And I do have a book club, but I haven't ordered books in ages.
Okay. About how many children's books do you own? Between 10 and 25, more than 25.
More than 25, or much more.
I didn't even read you the list of 10, I figured. Okay, do you and Andrew read anything else together besides books? Don't you read the funnies in the paper?
The funnies in the paper, on Sunday, and sometimes during the week, too.
Toy catalogs.
Yes, and he likes to cut out coupons.
Okay. Oh, Andy. Children magazines?
He has children magazine.
How about newspapers?
No.
Cereal packages? Yeah, he does that. Anything else you can think of that you might need to find?
No, not usually.
Okay. Does anyone else in the family read books for Andrew?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Who?
Is it his father? How often does he do that?
And my mother does too. Well, usually my mother's here, which is almost every day, but she's out a couple of nights.
She reads to him every day?
When she comes home, it's like the first thing he usually does.
How about his father?
At least once a day. Because he puts him on the bus in the morning at 7, so
he does. Does Andrew watch Sesame Street on TV?
Yeah.
Okay, where, how often does he do music?
A couple times a week.
Where does he watch it, at home?
Yeah.
Do they watch it at daycare?
Sometimes, but not very often.
Do you, when he watches it at home, do you watch it with him?
Yeah.
Always, sometimes?
Most of the time.
What do you think that Andrew learns from watching Sesame Street?
No idea. I've tried to figure it out, but I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, he might learn letters and stuff like that, but he really knows them now. Mm-hmm. So that might have helped. He knows his characters.
What?
Can you do me a favor? I really
she
made a
plane for me.
Will you just...
She made
it.
She made
it. Ask questions? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Can you just tell me where
that is? What's this one?
That way, all the way down the hallway. First door on your right.
Okay. Alright, let's see.
What's
did Charity read you, did any of the books you read with your child have rhyming words?
Mommy.
No.
Mommy, what's
do any
this?
Of the books you read with your child have rhyming words?
Mommy, what's this?
So, like Mother Goose, Dr. Seuss, those kind of things. Those rhyme.
That's what I forgot to mention, Dr. Seuss.
Does your child like to make up rhymes?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to toy.
Almost. We're almost there. We only have a couple more pages of questions. Okay, so he does like to make up rhymes.
Oh, what's this?
Right, so I'm going to
make the curve go
through
the tunnel.
A little about,
watch this.
I'm
going to make the curve go through the tunnel.
Is it fit? Almost. Almost.
I almost got it.
Okay. Do you think he'll be ready to go to kindergarten next year?
Yeah.
Watch
this.
Okay.
Watch this.
What makes you say that he'll definitely be ready?
I think he's very smart.
Very smart. He picks up very easily.
Not the car part. Myself.
Is it going to be easy or hard to decide where he should go to kindergarten?
Well, watch this. The plane's going to be ready to take off.
Very difficult.
Mom, the plane's going to take off.
Where are you thinking of sending him?
That's still not been decided. See, we're not sure we're going to be living in East Boston by September. We're waiting to hear from the people who are moving from where we want to move to. And we just don't know what's going to happen yet.
Right, so it's really hard to decide whether to be here or... totally someplace else.
Yeah,
I see. Do you have any choices about where he or she could go?
I don't really have a choice if I live in East Boston. If I live in East Boston, he goes on the hill, right up the street, the Bradley, I think it's called. Because that's where most of the kids around here end up going.
Right. Is that where he's in the classroom 3 year? Is that where he is now?
He's at Little Folks Daycare Center.
How will you decide?
Depending on where we move to.
Right.
Yeah. Because if we end up moving by June, then, because otherwise, I don't, we're almost guaranteed by September, so it's like, we don't know what to do. If it's by September, he should be enrolled in school.
Right.
And we can't really do anything yet.
That's right.
I don't want to just start him and then have to pull him out in September.
Right. Will you help him with his schoolwork once he's in elementary school?
Of course.
Let's see, no siblings. Do you think that parents should help their children with homework?
Yeah.
Why?
It's not just actual helping with homework, it's like a parent-child relationship building.
Right.
You know, you're not really just helping them, you're helping them want to work. It shows you're interested in what they're doing.
How many years of schooling do you think he'll have?
At least 4 years college.
When did you fall the turn?
We missed the turn, I know. We're getting there. Oh, last page.
Yeah.
What do you think he'll be
when
he comes
up? At the last page, I can take me to it.
Anything he wants to be.
We're done.
I'm not gonna
let's see.
First.
Yeah, you are.
I'm gonna
Okay. Deborah, should I do the last question?
Yeah.
Phone numbers? Okay. Yeah. Alright, we just need some.
If I can move. Tell me about how you made that. On the ground?
Ah.
What's that?
It fell off. I'm trying to get up.
Tell us about what happened last night at Diane's house. What did you do with Diane?
See the bag! Let me grab it.
Cheers.
are my toys. I brought them here for you to play with. But until you play with them, but since they're my toys, see, you have to help me by reading or with your mom. Or she'll read to you. And then when you're done with that, you can play with the toys. And until then, you can't play with them.
You gotta help my mom read it.
Right. You have to help her.
And you too. You too.
Oh, I'll help too. But you have to sit in between us.
I'm staying up here reading it with her.
Okay. But you can't see?
Yeah.
Well, it's just I could see the sun.
Yeah, the sun.
But again.
Can you see the words? The modeling over there?
I see the words.
What did they say?
I don't know.
Come on, get down. It's dangerous. Andrew?
Okay. Here.
Sit down. Please. See, you can hurt somebody.
Okay, just stay like this. I won't fall. Hold this. And this. Okay. This is right here.
Hey, look at this. This is pretty.
Dark. Star. Okay.
The moon.
Yep. Want to turn page?
You want to do the words first?
I don't know how to read.
Want me to read them? Okay, so in the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Once in the morning, warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny, very hungry caterpillar. You turn it? He started to look for some food. Monday, he ate for one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate for two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate for three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate for how many strawberries?
1, 2, 3, 4. What's
strawberries? But he was still hungry.
So we ate
two, three, four, five
oranges.
On Friday, right? On Saturday, you need one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, a slice of Swiss cheese, a slice of salami,
a lollipop,
and a sandwich. Cherry pie,
a hot dog, muffin.
Watermelon. And that night he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that he felt much better.
One roll to help people out.
How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now he wasn't hungry anymore. He wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. Look how big he got. Through all that food. He built a small house called the cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out.
Then he threw it out. A butterfly.
He was a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah. Kelpie can turn to a butterfly.
He sure can.
That can.
That's it.
Okay.
What's that?
A book. But I don't know. It's an owl in here.
What are you doing?
Owl, a bear, and a snowman. They're going.
Sounds pretty good.
On the moon.
On the moon, you may be right.
I am right.
Can I go to the moon? Asked Baby Bear. Reflection of the moon in the window. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. Okay. He packed his teddy bear in some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. Whoosh! Out into the night. So it's done.
Out for a minute.
Now it flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. The owl wanted to go with him. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back. And on and on they flew, up and up, above the clouds, past millions of stars until at last they landed on the moon. What are they doing now?
Not bathing. Feeding the baby.
Feeding the baby? Mm-hmm. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl.
It's not real tea, just a stuffy.
A stuffy?
It's not real.
We better go, said Baby Bear. My bath will be ready by now. Off they went down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. He rained and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. Home went Baby Bear back down the chimney, mounted a living room carpet without a bump.
Upside down.
Yeah. Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped. She took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney.
What?
Yeah. I have, said Baby Bear. First I found a rocket, and I flew on the space helmet, and I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next?
Now you get to choose your own book. Which one do you choose?
I'm not going to tell you nothing.
You don't want to look at a different book?
Mm-mm. You brought out all these books to show us, and now you're not going to show them? Don't you want to share them?
I'm going to give some to the people. Then I'm going to read them.
Look at this one.
What?
Baby Bear.
Well, I'd rather hear your mom tell it to you.
Come on, get one. Okay.
I'm getting books out to people.
Well, that's nice of you, but don't you want it? We're all going to be reading, and you don't want to?
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read the number three book. Hurry. The bear problem.
Thank you.
Read
this one. Thank you.
I think it's about to rescue over there. This is about a sheep right here.
Oh, wow. Well, do you want to just tell me about this book? You
know, I don't know if I can read it.
You don't have to read it. You can just tell me about it.
And tell what happens in the book.
The Jeff can look at it. Regular land, where the fans, deep woods, playhouse,
tool shed,
on the playroom.
To the church?
No, a cabin.
You don't want to tell me about it?
I'm not angry, I told you.
But what are they gonna do? You don't have to read it.
They're gonna go find their friend's sheep. The road. And that's their friend Burns. They're gonna take the notes to their friend's sheep.
Yeah.
No.
You could get them tea.
Really? A bet.
I don't know what it
means. Marcella.
Marcella?
Mm-hmm. And I gave Marcella again.
And the drip on the bun.
See? His sheep is, their friend's sheep is back. See? His cares? We missed them. Why did he have to go again?
I don't know. He didn't live at Marcella's house anymore.
Okay, Mom, now you can read that.
You want me to read it to you?
You read it to her, you, me, you.
And tell me where everything is in this one.
Okay. Right on the woods, right on the land, corn fence, playhouse,
tool shed,
and playroom.
Okay.
Think about him cracking a balloon.
Okay, let's see. Maybe down here. It was the third rainy day in a row, and Marcella was running out of things to do. She wandered into a playroom carrying the ball in, the balloons her father had brought home for her. She placed a book on the window seat, then she tucked the balloon strings under the book to keep them from floating up to the ceiling. See the book?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's something they need to fly away.
But don't make them fly away. She goes out.
Is that what happens?
Mm-hmm.
What a dreary day, sighed Marcella, wondering what to do next. She had already looked at all her picture books and put together all her puzzles. She was sure that her dolls were as tired of playing the tea party as she was. She sat on the playroom floor and gazed up at the colorful balloons. Suddenly she remembered the attic. Marcella loved to look through the things her mother and father stored there. She ran up the stairs. Oh my, she exclaimed when she opened the attic door. I don't know which box to open first. So many different things to look at. Right in front of her was a big brown trunk with metal latches. She lifted the lid. The trunk was full of clothes, lovely old-fashioned ones. Marcella couldn't believe that people had really worn clothes that looked like these. She tried on one of the dresses, and she tried on the pair of high-heeled shoes.
That's your mom's dresses. That's your mother's dress. And the dress.
You have the dress on?
And this is her mother's, this is her mother's.
Marcella admired herself in the mirror. She tried on hats and scarves and necklaces and bracelets. They all looked very funny at night. They all looked very funny to Marcella.
Then she reached deeper into the trunk to see what else she could find. Guess what she found?
A crane.
And Marcella poked around in the trunk and her hand touched something soft. She smiled when she saw what it was. It was a stuffed toy. How did a cute little bunny like you get locked up in here? She exclaimed. Poor thing, I wonder how long you've been up here. At that moment, Marcella's mother called out, "Time to go shopping, Marcella." Marcella quickly but carefully put away all the things she had taken out, all except the stuffed bunny. "You're coming with me," she said happily. "I know a much nicer place for you to live." As Marcella dashed downstairs, her mother said in surprise, "That's Sunny Bunny." I guess that's his name. "Mm-hmm. Used to be mine when I was a little girl. I'm so glad you found him." Sunny Bunny repeated Marcella's smile. "That's the perfect name for him. He's almost the color of sunshine." "I just put Sunny Bunny in the planning now," Marcella said to her mother, "and then I'll be ready to go." Marcella set Sunny Bunny on the shelf next to Raggedy Ann and her other doll. She gave him a little kiss and said, "Meet your new friends, little bunny. I think you're going to like your new home." As soon as Marcella's footsteps faded away, Raggedy Ann turned to him and said, "Sunny Bunny, can it really be you? Do you remember me?" "Of course I do, Raggedy Ann," he answered. "I remember all of the wonderful times you and Raggedy Andy and I had together." Soon the other dolls began to speak. "Who is this rabbit?" asked Percy the policeman. "Percy Rabbit?" "Who liked to get with his back straight. Are you going to live here forever?" asked the camel with the wrinkled knees. "I can't see his knees." "He was very kind, but he was always worried about changes in the playroom." "Where do you come from?" asked Babette, the French doll. Sunny Bunny felt confused. He had been all alone up in the attic for many years. He was not used to voices and questions. "This is my old friend, Sunny Bunny," said Raggedy Ann. "A long time ago, he and Raggedy Andy and I lived together in this house with Marcella's mother when she was a little girl. When she grew up," continued Sunny Bunny, "we all got cat away in the attic, but someone put me in a box of clothes by mistake. When Marcella was born, I guess they couldn't find me." Sunny Bunny jumped to the floor and hopped over to Raggedy Ann, looked at each other, and then they hugged. The other dolls smiled at Sunny Bunny. He smiled back shyly. "You like living in the playroom with us," said Raggedy Andy. "Yes," agreed Raggedy Ann. "The dolls who live here are very special." When they heard Raggedy Ann say that, the dolls glowed with pride. They were all feeling a little shy around Sunny Bunny, but suddenly they wanted to show him how special they really were. They all wanted Sunny Bunny to live. Raggedy Andy did 5 cartwheels across the playroom floor. Babette wound up the music box and did a graceful little dance. Rat-a-tap-tap, rat-a-tap-tap. Tim the toy soldier played on his drum. Then he marched across the room like a hero in a parade. Raggedy Dog threw a ball into the air and he caught it in his mouth before it could bounce. Sunny Bunny, watch as the dolls perform. They certainly were special. Sunny Bunny tried to think of something that they would make him special too, but he couldn't think of a fit. "How will I ever fit in here?" he wondered. He was so sad that his floppy ears drooped all the way down until he touched the floor. "Don't worry, Sunny Bunny," whispered Raggedy Ann. "It's just showing off. Raggedy Dog was trying to get Sunny Bunny's attention. He stood up on his hind legs and scooted past Sunny Bunny like a circus dog. Then he scrambled onto the window seat. About to jump down, and he knocked over the books that had been holding down the balloons. "Oh no!" Everyone cried as they watched the balloons float high above their heads towards the ceiling. You must put the balloon back before Miss Ellie gets home. What will we do? Cried Babette in alarm. I know, said Raggedy Andy. Climb on my shoulders, he said to Percy, and reach up and try to get the strings. Percy stretched and stretched, but the strings were still too high to reach. Timmy Toy Soldier tried to climb on Percy's shoulders, but he didn't move it, and all three came tumbling to the floor. I have an idea, said Timmy, to push the chair across the floor. One by one, he piled a stack of books upon the chair, and he climbed on top of it. He stretched his arms as far as he could reach, but it was no use. His hands were nowhere near the strings. Sunny Bunny knew exactly what to do. He hopped into the window seat, and then sprang to the roof of the dollhouse. One more hop, and he was perched on the highest shelf of the playroom. Nice move, said Tim. He's got spring in his feet, exclaimed Raggedy Andy, his button eyes shining with excitement. The other dolls cheered. Good going, Sunny Bunny, cried Percy. You can do it. Sunny Bunny stared at the balloons. He was almost there. He could see the string dangling just above him. One more hop, he said to himself. He crouched down on the shelf, his nose twitched and his legs quivered. As he wriggled first one way, then the other. Now he's in position for his final takeoff. This is it, said the pizza bravely. Then giving a mighty push with his strong hind legs, he sailed off to the off of the shelf and out towards the strings. The dolls below held their breath.
He caught him!
Hooray, they all cried. Could you teach me how to hop that high? I was ready. I could try, said Sunshine. It wouldn't work, laughed Raggedy Ann. Hopping like that is one of the things that make Sunny Bunny special. Sunny Bunny thought for a minute, and his face lit up. Raggedy Ann is right, he said to himself. I guess I am special after all. I just know I'm going to like it here, he said out loud, as he happily hopped in front of her.
Wow, that was a great book.
Long book. Why don't you tell us about what happened last night? You were so excited. Did you have fun with that hand?
Mommy, don't tell me that. I'm trying to grasp.
What about when you spend time at Wanda's house? You didn't have fun?
Oh, yeah. I just had a
You had an aggravated day?
Yeah.
Oh. What happened?
I have my aggravated.
Aggravated you?
Yeah. When a woman you boy keep telling on me. That's why the cow killer.
He told on you?
Yeah.
What is he telling you for?
Because I can't sleep on the floor, on the rug.
You can't sleep on the rug? Is that what you said?
Yeah. What you said, you can't put a stone on the floor. I'm going to keep telling every day.
Every day you tell me?
Yeah. I was still laying on the floor when it was dark. I was laying on the floor every day. Every day you died.
Nobody woke you up?
Nope.
No? Did you fall asleep?
Yeah. Yeah, just a cheap toy.
Any kind of toys?
Yeah. right here too long.
Okay, we play with him just as if we weren't here.
Can you hold this for you?
Well, I'm going to dump them out on the floor, okay?
Okay. I'm thinking fire hat.
Which is fine. Okay, Andrew. Will you help me clean these up?
Yeah. You can put the oven. Oh, yeah, put the oven.
Oh, well, thank you.
Put the oven.
Started it.
Okay, now we're gonna put this one and another one.
Another one? How long is our road gonna be?
Long. Yeah, if you want it to be.
Okay. Well, if there's not enough pieces, it'll be real long. That's a good idea. It's too long. For this people. Is that half? Like the drive with it?
Yeah. I know you have some cars. Which one? Okay. So we can make it very long. A row. On the bridge.
See if it works.
No, that's not how we do it.
Nope.
We have to do it easy.
Really easy? You can't do it fast?
No. If you do it fast, you fall off the roof.
Oh, you crashed?
Yeah. You crashed. Your car is fixed for now. No, you want to play? I'm playing the bus now.
You going to school?
No, the bus takes some kids to school. He's a buffer. The buffer is a lady.
Okay.
What's that?
Your dog's not going to school.
Well, it's his dog.
He's going to school?
Yeah. It's a boy. Can he bring a pet to school? The teacher said he could bring a pet to school.
Oh. Okay.
Yesterday, we're schooling.
I thought you were fighting him.
Oh, this is hurt my head to try to pick him up. Oh, what's this? Oh, a pedal. That's the one. Oh, another cup. Only if I had to pee, I could put it together.
Well, this is them.
Store over here.
You gotta wear it. What are we doing?
I have to stay folding.
Gonna get very upset with you.
I probably said that too.
Here, we'll do the day in the life.
Stop that. I might run out.
Busy.
Let's see, what have we got?
We want to do a typical day, so yesterday is the one that we picked.
Okay.
What time did he get up?
No, the kids were?
7:30.
And then
he dressed up at bed. He got dressed.
Did he get himself dressed?
No. He picks his own clothes too. He won't let me.
Doesn't surprise me.
Well, we usually try to leave his clothes out at night, but it doesn't always work. Because if I do it, he always changes it anyway, so.
So then,
he went and brushed his teeth, washed his face, and hands. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people are going now.
You came in here, turned on the TV.
What time is that?
About 7.
What time does the bus come?
Anywhere from 7:15 to 7:30.
So yesterday. No, it was yesterday.
No. It's probably about 20 hours.
Oh, okay. Because it was yesterday. What were you watching on TV?
It was Cartoon. I think it was on the Disney Channel. I'm not sure what it was.
Okay, so then after daycare,
where are they going?
You came home, came upstairs, what did you do?
What time is it?
I'm the fireman, you're the
about 3 o'clock. Okay. He went in his room and he played by himself.
I didn't wait until I sent the
toilet. Oh, I know.
During.
Okay.
After I called him.
Until about 3:30.
When I want to pull you, get it. Pull me, you get the job.
And then his father woke up.
Hello.
And he came in here and he played Nintendo.
How are you?
About half an
hour. I caught it.
Woke up now.
Fire.
You put out a lot of fires?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which game on Nintendo do you know?
Mario Brothers.
But the next fire I'll call you, okay?
And that's at 4?
Yeah.
After that?
And now at 4, he has some crackers and milk.
Lego house.
Yeah. We've been there for almost an hour at that time. Well, 45 minutes. It's about quarter past 4.
No, here's the next door.
Then
gonna get
we got washed
pool.
Up and got ready to leave.
Here's the pool.
And he went to babysitter.
When did you go to babysitter?
5.
All right. Good job.
Who took him to the babysitter?
Myself and my husband.
Did you drive or
let's
you
see
did?
What else we got?
It's like 70.
And did he go to sleep at the babysitter's or?
No, he had dinner there and
there's a lot of babies that
do. He was calling at 9:30.
Yep.
A lot of Deborah's.
Maybe a lot of toys.
She either brings them up, but yesterday,
a lot of people
home,
around here.
And worked and the night off. Did his errands and then came home and he was home.
A lot of couches!
Okay. So he ate at the babysitter's.
Yeah.
I almost got down the toys!
So he came home at 9:30 and then your husband picked him up?
Yeah. Yeah, I got washed up, changed pajamas, and went to bed. Because I didn't get home till 10.
Was he in bed before you got home?
Yeah, he was just out of sleep.
Okay. Great. Would you consider yesterday typical?
Typical for Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, the whole different routine.
Okay. How would Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays be different? Is it completely different?
Well, after we got home, up until dinner would be similar to the same. Then we'd have dinner and everything, and then after that we'd watch TV and play, and we'd do something like that.
You wouldn't go to the babysitter? Okay. All right, so let's see, one weekend day, this past weekend. Are they very different?
Yeah.
They are. Okay, how about Sunday?
Okay, Sunday. We got out.
What time?
We got up about 7. schedule. After 5 days a week of eating, doing, getting up at 7, it's hard to sleep late. He got up, got washed up, brushed his teeth, and had breakfast.
What time did you have breakfast?
Probably about 7:30, because he was horsing around for a half hour. I was watching cartoons, and there's his cousin who was here. And then, we went in the room around 8:30 and played. But in between that, they were running back and forth. They just, after 8:30, they stayed in there. 9:30. We went out. We went down to sister's house. And that's usually a typical Sunday morning.
How long?
We played with the kids until about 11:30. Inside, outside, all day.
Okay. So at 11:30 you left?
11:30 we left to head in the shopping.
What kind of shopping? Is it grocery shopping?
I went grocery shopping and then I had to pick up a few birthday gifts. Somerville Mall and get Bradley's and to get the different places.
Okay. And when were you finished shopping?
Well, we didn't get back here until it was 4 o'clock, so there were just so many different places.
And that's when you were back here?
Yeah. Had lunch out. My mother sat with him and went with him for a little while. I made dinner.
Was that at 4?
It's a little after 4, maybe. But I took up the groceries and put away and everything.
Okay. So did that go right into dinner?
Yeah.
What time was dinner?
After dinner, I went in the room with him and we were playing with Legos.
Around when was that?
About 6:30. We did dinner and had a few lunch.
Did that go right into going to bed?
Yeah, went right into bath time. It was about 8 o'clock.